Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and today we have special co-hosts on the line with us, and they are live in Charlottesville, Virginia. We have a bottle of you and a bottle of you for me. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, folks.
It's a beautiful day out here today.
Just passing the little statue, a monument right here at downtown Charlottesville in front of the federal courthouse, in front of the American flag. A lot of good folks standing out here on the corner across the street. It's a busy day today. It's a little bit busier than it has been all week. There are definitely more minorities on the street today. The reason why I referenced Lewis and Clark is because they were always setting up for new discoveries. And I think here in Charlottesville, the new discovery we're looking for today is to eradicate racism. And that's been the topic of this past few days.
Yes. We are going to continue to talk and going to continue the conversation on what's going on in Charlottesville. We are hopeful that we can be able to speak with some of the residents who have deep roots in Charlottesville, Virginia. If we can get some people to call into the show, we do have some listeners on the line right now. If you're listening on the line and you would just like to listen, as always, that's fine. But we would like, especially on today's show, for everyone to be a little bit more active, because what tends to happen in these type of situations is that I always like to use one of my favorite quotes. And it's by Edmund Burke, and it says, "All that is necessary for evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing." And that's usually what happens, is good people stand by and allow other people to do things instead of stepping in. So we want to talk about and discuss what is going on in Charlottesville, and we want each and every listener on the line to make their voice heard. If you are on the line and you would like to join the conversation, please give us a call. Please press 1. If you are listening to this on your computer, call in 657-383-1974, 657-383-1974. Please press 1. Again, we're going to get into the conversation, but before we do that, we're asking everyone, whether you're listening on the line, whether you're listening on the computer, this is the show that you want to share. You want to post it to your Facebook. You want to tweet this show out, send it out to everyone in your network. Because one of the things, again, we're going to talk to some residents in Charlotte, but we have a special announcement this morning.
Charlottesville,
I have to remember that. We're going back to Charlottesville, Virginia, but we also have a special announcement that we want to make at Punch TV Studios. We are in our IPO phase. And the reason we began the initial public offering is to be able to create jobs and to create generational wealth in our community. We feel that the only way for us as a people to change our environment, to change what's going on in the world, is for us not to be just employees, but for us to have ownership in the company. As a media outlet, we can show what's going on in the streets of Charlottesville, what's going on in the streets of any town, USA. So what we have done just this morning is we have made it possible for people to receive free stock in Punch TV Studios.
Yeah. I'm doing this right now. I'll talk to you later.
We are giving away the free stock. So anyone who hasn't been able to get in or anyone who hasn't been able to afford to get in and they really want to make a difference, help us make a difference, visit the website, punchtvstudios.com, and it will tell you how to get free stock in Punch TV Studios. So do we have any residents in Charlottesville, Virginia, now who are ready to speak with us?
I have one, I believe, that's calling in right now, and they're going to be listening to the show and press one when they're ready. They've never heard the show before, so they want to listen to a little bit of the content. And I truly understand that if they're not familiar with Blog Talk Radio and Punch TV. That's what we're trying to get everybody to understand, that we are out here, we do exist, and we are real.
Yes. So what's going on today? What's different today? I know one of the things that you said that was different in Charlottesville today is that there are more people on the streets. Now, there may be more people on the streets, but one of the things that I personally noticed on my social media timelines is that there are more people making their voice heard. I think maybe Monday and earlier, people, I think, were really in shock that something such as the KKK or Nazis or people would actually be protesting in the streets in 2017. So I think there was a bit of a pause. I'm sorry?
I was talking to one of the residents out here on the streets, and I was asking him if he wanted to call in. I was sitting at a stoplight.
Okay, yes.
All right.
We definitely want to speak to them. So if they call in, so what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts as far as, you know, because I'm seeing on social media people are posting and changing their profiles to say we will not let hate win. I've seen some people who are, I mean, people are really posting and responding. Have you had the same experience, or what are your thoughts?
Well, I can tell you, I'm here on Water Street, just rode through where they had the memorial. I did see a coworker of mine that I worked with at the police department, that was Lieutenant Tito or LaTroy Garrett, was able to shake his hand as I was passing through. He was one of the black officers that I worked with. There is a little bit higher police presence today, I believe, because of the memorial, and I believe that's probably why we see a lot more folks out. It seems that the KKK, the Aryan Nation, or the Nazi nationalists, I wouldn't say that they have dispersed out of the area, but they're not as well seen. I know driving around yesterday, I seen spotters with those groups around different parts of town, and you could tell that they were kind of reporting back as to what was going on. I sat and watched one at a stoplight that was sitting on someone's residence driveway, and clearly you could tell it didn't live there, but he was just monitoring what was going on and the traffic, and you know, you can kind of hear a little bit of what he was talking about from across the street, but. It was just in more communication as to where everybody was at in reference to what's going on in Charlottesville right now, because they were only outside of town at the time.
Well, in the light of Donald Trump's tweet, it is nice to know that we do have a former president that can send out one of those tweets. I don't know if you read it, but this morning Obama tweeted a quote against Nelson Mandela's 1994 autobiography, The Long Walk to Freedom, hating another person because of the color of their skin or his background or his religion. People must learn to hate, and if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love, for love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite. And I also realized that Baltimore, Maryland took down their Confederate statues overnight as to not create chaos. And Lexington is planning on taking theirs down, hopefully before the plan can get there.
Which they are on their way. That was reported this morning on the news.
Okay. So one of the other things that I'm definitely seeing, and I think one of the main concerns for the American people, is that we see the Aryan Nation, we see the KKK, and we saw them in this rally. But once they leave the rally and they go back to being social workers or teachers or police officers, you know, it just seems as if this was a culture shock to many people who didn't believe that other people would actually go out and protest in this day and age.
Defending yourself with weapons. I mean, they came
yes.
bringing weapons. And once they were spotted in town with their weapons, of course the protesters would want something to defend themselves against the KKK. Who was already there
Correct.
The night before in Richmond Church that was demonstrating peacefully.
Correct. Now, do
yeah,
you feel that there has been a sense of normalcy, that a sense of normalcy is returning, or is it still the feeling of the state of emergency in Charlottesville?
Do you feel it's normal out here? Yeah, I just talked to a resident. He said he feels like it's normal out here right now.
Okay.
So
a lot of people...
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of doing their thing. They're kind of going back. Even the court square is, I see one media group over there, only one. I came through
okay.
here last night around 3:30 in the morning. It might have been four vehicles that were still staged here. They must have did their reports after the memorial and then left town.
Okay, so now there's only one.
I only see one actually doing any type of recording here in Fort Square right now around the Robert E. Lee statue.
Okay, because when we spoke yesterday, it was covered with media. There were media outlets everywhere covering it, correct?
You, the HD satellite company, let me see if I can tell who these folks are with.
I spoke to a lady yesterday who declined to be on the radio. But she says she feels strongly about many things. She stated that this statue, I believe, was put up in 1920-something. And she said when it was put up purposely to have the superior superior races feel comfortable in this area. She said she remembers when it was put up. And it was put here deliberately.
Okay, so now we're talking about normalcy. And you're mentioning that it was put up in the 1920s. So when we say we're returning to normalcy, is there still some feeling of anticipation that this can happen again, this will happen again? So as opposed to just feeling safe, we just returning to the normal that is in that environment, if you understand the question. What do we do to create a solution so that it's not just normal and people living with the everyday racism, but it's a safe place, a safe environment for the people of the community?
Well, I'm watching the downtown mall, and the downtown mall has always been a place where the residents here felt comfortable to walk around. As I said, they used to have a little Friday after 5 down here, you know, people would drink and enjoy themselves. And from what I can tell today, I mean, folks they're taking their lunch breaks, they're walking around. It's really shocking because you didn't see this much activity these last few days. So it was almost like folks had days off or either just didn't come out for lunch, maybe because the media was in town. And asking folks to do interviews, so they just figured, hey, if I don't come out on the streets, I don't have to speak about it.
Right. That's possible. I did notice there were some threats around the memorial.
Yeah, so you know, to answer that question in regards to the normalcy, I wouldn't say it's normal at all out here, other than the fact that folks are walking around. So if you're just looking at the sense of folks you know, moving around the city in a way that they would have to in order to go to work, then that's pretty much what you're looking at. Even though here these last few days, we didn't see this much activity at all. So as I stated, I don't know if they worked, if they took off from going to work because they didn't know what was going on. So I couldn't tell you the volume of folks that might have called in and not gone to work for their life in one way or another, or didn't want to get caught up in possible riots or protests, not knowing what the Klan had up their sleeve, you know, the KKK, because they did stay around so long, and they were having a lot of radio chatter on the TV. That's one of the things that we utilized while we were out for Punch TV was the TV, because we do realize that they do have these conversations on the TV where they folks think folks cannot hear them, and where the average citizen will not have a TV in their car in order to listen to their chatter. So I'm looking down, I believe this is 5th Street, and there's a group of police officers down on a downtown mall in a hurdle. It's probably about maybe 15 or 20 of them. They might be having right now, or they could be just grouping after the event from the memorial. Kind of hard to tell, but they are grouping and talking in the middle of the downtown mall. So that's a high police presence. It's a whole lot higher than what it was on the day of the incident. They did put a van out in front of where the vehicle finally came to rest when it hit the other vehicles. So there had been a police vehicle down at that point, but not at the top where the vehicle drove in at. So that tells me that they could have put a vehicle at the top to keep that car going there in the first place.
Right, so, but the vehicle is there today. The vehicle is there today. The police presence is there today, but there are many who not only say that President Trump was slow to respond, but that the police force in Charlottesville was slow to respond.
Yeah.
Do you find?
I'm trying to get a shot for you up the street with the road closed on, and then toward the end of the street where the car came, the rest hitting the other vehicles. They have a patrol car down there, SUV, and a bunch of flowers. But as I stated before, this didn't have to happen. I'm driving on this street. Vehicles drive on this street all day long, and they could have easily put one of their big vans, passenger vans, in front of that street, and it would have blocked it off and not allowed that vehicle to come through.
Correct. How are the residents feeling? That's what we're looking for today. We want to speak on the show today, Punch TV Studios radio show, Changing the Conversation, because as the media, that's what we want to do. We want to change the conversation and actually have honest and open dialogue about what's going on in the world today, what's going on in America, and what's going on in Charlottesville is a reflection of what other people feel in other parts of America. Being in Los Angeles in California, we are shocked. We are appalled that this is happening in today's age. We would have never thought that the scenes that we're seeing in pictures and people walking around with tiki torches and people being violent and driving cars into crowds of people, that this would not happen today. We would love to. We do have some callers on the line. If you're a resident in Charlottesville, Virginia, please join the conversation. If you just want to listen in on the line, as always, that's fine. If you want to join the conversation, please press 1 so that we know you want to do more than just listen. You want to join us in the punch bowl. If you are listening to the show on your computer, please join the conversation. Give us a call. Let us know your feelings, your thoughts. What can we do to change the current situation, the current vibe in America? Give us a call, 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. Press 1 to let us know that you want to join the conversation. Right now, we do have our representatives, a bottle of youth, and a bottle of youth for me on the ground. Right now, we've had them. They have been on the ground in Charlottesville all this week. So we've taken some time to dedicate to what's going on in Charlottesville this week. Now, we also are going to have our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. He's going to call in personally to the radio station in Charlottesville, Virginia, this Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and make an official statement on Punch TV Studios' view on what's going on in Charlottesville. Can you tell us a little bit about the radio interview and the radio show for Sunday?
Sure, sure. It's called In My Hump, the residents of Charlottesville and the leaders around Charlottesville get together and they discuss different things that's going on in the community. And so they felt when I called into their to the regular radio station yesterday for that particular show, which was more hip-hop at the time, they were gracious to take the information, and I appreciate them doing so and giving a shout-out to us live on 101.3 Jams here in Charlottesville. They did that yesterday to let everybody know what we were doing, to let them know that this conversation was going to take place on Sunday, and we all look forward to it.
We want to let everyone know as well that the conversation is going to take place on Sunday. We'll make sure we'll have that up on the Buki, which is our social media network. We will invite everyone to join us on the Buki. Take a look at the link for the radio show, and the Buki is NABUKIE, nabuki.com. Again, that's NABUKIE.com. And I said it earlier in the show, but I'm going to say it again because this is one of my favorite quotes. All that is necessary for evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing. This is the time for everyone to make their voice heard. Call in on today's show. Don't just listen. Give us your feedback. Let us know your thoughts, because no matter what, no matter who is in office, America is still the greatest land ever. We all just have to make a difference. So what are you seeing now? What are the feelings? Do we have residents in Charlottesville right now who are willing to talk to us?
I am waiting on Butch Wells, who used to own Wells Paving back in the days, where he did a lot of blacktop here in Charlottesville, and then was also part owner with my mother of Tasco, and then full owner when my mother left the Charlottesville area. So if he's on the line and listening, I know he wants to find out a little bit more about Punch TV. I think this is a great opportunity for him to do so. He could press one if he is listening. I've had my mother reach out to him, and I've reached out to him myself. And from what I was told, he was interested in at least giving a call in, but didn't know exactly what to talk about. And as far as on my personal end, have talked about with him, I would just merely be talking to him about what his feeling was here in the area and what he also thought about Punch TV's IPO 2.0 at the $1 per share stock offering. And I'm hoping that the folks at Charlottesville know about that too. This is their opportunity to really speak out, and they can do so by investing in the company that's going to help them speak out as well as help them generationally create a wealth for their family.
Well, what we're doing at Punch TV Studios is not only creating thousands of new jobs, we're creating generational wealth, and we're producing over 300 new feature films and television shows. But that's what we're doing as a company. But what I always want people to remember is that at the heart of Punch TV Studios is God. God gave Mr. Collins a vision, and his vision was to make movies about the lives of ordinary people. That's why we are taking the time and the opportunity this week to talk to the people of Charlottesville, because these are the stories that have to be told. Who would have thought that these things would occur today? I mean, this is something that you really never could imagine, but even if you do have that inkling of it happen, I say to myself, oh, that had to be from the 1920s. That had to be from the 1960s. It's August of 2017, and we have people literally rioting in the streets over race. So these are the stories that the media is not going to tell you. They're going to tell you from their perspective, just like President Trump made the statement that, oh, well, there are bad people on both sides. But he didn't come down on the people who are terrorizing America. So we do have a caller who wants to join the conversation. Caller, are you with us?
I am there. My name is Butch Wells.
Mr. Wells, welcome. Thank you for joining us in the Punch Bowl. Are you a resident of Charlottesville?
I am. I'm the guy that Diddy was just referring to a little while ago. I've been listening for a few minutes, and I want to give a shout-out to to Mr. Henry, and also from what I'm hearing on the program is very interesting. From what I've been listening to,
what are your thoughts? First of all, before we even get to your thoughts, may I ask how long you've been a resident of Charlottesville?
Over 30 years. I grew up here. I grew up 20 miles outside of Charlottesville, but so Charlottesville's always been my town, if you will, quote unquote. I lived in the city, well, in Albemarle County for better than 30 years. My thoughts are kind of broad. First of all, I'm of the opinion that one must claim responsibility for what you do. You have two sides, and secondly, one must recognize that this is not a black-white issue. It's much bigger than that. It has to do with where we are today as far as the political movement and the oversight as the, well, the overview as to where we are. My thoughts on Saturday's issue is that I have walked in Lee's Park many a time. I have had lunch there. Not once have I had Robert E. Lee to say anything to me, nor have I had the statute or the horse to pee-pee on me. I haven't had any of that to take place. So my question is, why would we, what's the big deal, but some things are better left undone. We're fighting a statute issue that has to do with history. When history is history, when you start to redirect history, you have his story rather than history. We have kids in the street that's dying. We have young men and young women that cannot hold a job interview. We have kids that's graduating from high school that can't spell their name. We have people that don't have housing. We have people that can't afford to go to school, but yet we're going to get hung up on a statute. The responsibility or the issue here lies in part at Wes Bellamy's feet. And if he's listening to the program, then I will, that's my view on this. And until we start accepting the responsibility for some of the stuff that we do, then we're going to find this to be, to continue down the path that we're going.
Thank you, Butch Wells. Love you.
Well, definitely. I just want to ask you a question, because one of the things that I personally say is when you have two people who are married, sometimes they argue over the toothpaste or the toothpaste top. One person always leaves the toothpaste top off, and then the other person's mad because the toothpaste top is off. But then you realize that it's not about the toothpaste top. It's about bigger issues that are going on that people aren't dealing with. So when I look at the issue with the statue, is it really about the statue, or is it about the feelings that have not been able to be expressed by the people in Charlottesville, and they just need some type of ignition or some type of something to set it off?
Okay, can you expound on that for a minute and tell me what feelings are we talking about that aren't expressed?
I think a lot of people in America, and this is just a question, ever since Trump came into office, have been to a certain extent riled up with the whole "Make America Great Again," and a lot of people have had more freedom of speech to say, now the KKK and the Aryan Nation, they're out in the streets, and they're out in the streets based on freedom of speech. So these are some of the.
So are you saying that? And of course, I'm a constitutionalist. So are you saying that they wouldn't have a right, and not to defend them, but they wouldn't have a right to express their freedom of speech now? Is that what we're saying?
No, I'm not saying that they do not have a right to express their freedom of speech. I believe that everyone has a right to freedom of speech, but is that really what they're doing, freedom of speech, or is it a little bit different because some of the things that they're saying are very racist?
Well, that's what KKK people do is racist issues. That's what white supremacists do, racist issues. And this is what black supremacists do or racist issues. So that hasn't changed. I don't think anything has morphed at all. I think what has happened is that we have added fuel to the fire by doing certain things, and by as a result of it, it has come home to roost. Now, I am not saying by any stretch of the imagination that any of this is right, but I'm also saying that we need to quit being so slanted and as a people, and wake up and realize that really this is not a black-white issue. This issue is much bigger than that. This issue is a statement of today. The statements of today. If you don't like what you're doing, riot. Have you seen colleges before that has been on shutdown as a result of something they don't like? Colleges are teaching today that if you don't like it, march. If you don't like it, shut it down. Once upon a time, they were teaching, if you don't like it, let's have a dialogue. There are no dialogues anymore. And as a result of that, it was proven on Saturday that the dialogues are dead. For the most part, what we do is march and create a ruckus. Because we are no longer have the ability to have a one-on-one conversation. And that's proven in our society with our children. Our children can't even look us in the eye and have a conversation. You know, they can sit across the room from us and text us, but they can't have conversations. So, again, maybe I'm just kind of maybe I'm in the backwoods and just don't know what's happening, don't know what's going on. But the fact is, this is not just a statute issue, and there's a degree of danger when you start to reduce this to black and white rather than calling it the issue that it is.
And what is the issue?
The issue
the communication?
Yes, in part that it issue the issue is that again we have quit talking, we don't dialogue, and we don't. We don't converse as we once did. And plus, you know, look at the movement. It was, you know, you had the gays and lesbians that were there. You had that had a voice. You had so many different entities there that had nothing to do with racism, but they kind of jumped on the bandwagon because of the availability. And Charlottesville has always been a smell. I had a conversation with a buddy of mine not long ago on this very issue, and I said to him as we were having lunch, I said, well, listen, what do you think about the statue? He said they should take it down and discard it. I said, well, that's very interesting. And I said, well, after you do that, then what? Do we go up to the university and push down all the buildings and take down all the institutions there? Do we go over to over to Jefferson Place and push down all the monuments over there, and then we run up to Richmond and start pushing down the monuments there. Where do we stop? Where do we stop and just say, well, listen, history is history. If you don't want to go down there, don't go down there. But the fact of the matter is you cannot change what is already there. You touched on from the Christian perspective. I'm a pastor of a church in Nelson, and we're in the process of doing some incredible things. We're opening a resource center where we can teach young men and young women how to apply for jobs, and we're going for grants that we can work with them one-on-one. And we're doing tutoring, and we're getting ready to really open this up to the issues at hand. If we don't teach our young folk how to take a different direction, then we're just beginning to see the peace that's about to take place.
I agree. I totally agree with that last statement. And this is one of the reasons why I really love Punch TV, because you get to be open and honest, you get to have a true punch out. And that's what this was. This was a nice few rounds of a great discussion, and that's what I believe, you know, Punch TV is all about. And opening it up to the urban community to be able to have these discussions, that exactly what he's talking about. We need to have these discussions. Now, how do we start the discussion? This is the beginning right here. We just did. Now, it's for everybody to continue these discussions. Don't let it die. This is important. This is, we're talking about life, we're talking about our future, and we're talking about our great country.
But tomorrow, however, I was reading that there are over 700 Confederate statues across the United States, and about 300 of them or so are in the states of Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. At one point in this all, I was thinking that maybe it'd be a good idea to put all the statues and Confederate things in one central location, like a museum or something. But then looking at the greater picture of there being over 700 and some odd statues, how realistic is it that we could take them all down?
Well, if we could find dinosaur bones and find a big building to put them in, then I say we can find all of the statues to put up in a big building in D.C., and D.C. can deal
okay.
with that issue.
Well, I have a question. Again, my question would be, when you finish the statues, what size building would you need to put all the University of Virginia buildings in? Thomas Jefferson had slaves, you know. So at what point do you start tearing down university and the Monticello and putting them in buildings as well? And that's my question, I guess.
I guess the point, if I'm hearing your question accurately, that you're making is that the statues are symbols as opposed to the issues that we're actually dealing with, just like the buildings are symbols of what we dealt with in the past. So even if we tear down the statues and if we tear down the buildings, we haven't actually communicated and addressed the issues that we still have.
That's in part what I said. The other part of what
okay.
I said is that at what point, where do we stop? If we take all, if it was possible or plausible to take all the statutes and put them in a building someplace, once we get that done, we will slap our hands together, get the dirt off our hands, and come back. And at some point, we have to take all the buildings and all the artifacts from the University of Virginia and put them somewhere. And then we will have to go up to the Monticello and get the tavern, put them someplace. So at what point do we stop moving stuff that bother us so bad? And I'm going to put a comma there and say, again, I have walked by statues time and time again, and I've not been offended by it because, again, that's yesterday's stuff. I'm concerned about now and perhaps the future. But the past is the past, and I'm telling you, if we keep living back there, we're going to find ourselves in a big black hole, just about where we are.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Those are definitely words of wisdom. We appreciate you calling in. We do have to stop for a brief commercial break, and we will be right back.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Investing in MyPO guarantees a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
If you are just now tuning in, we are in the Punch Bowl We are changing the conversation. We have some wonderful guests today. We have a bottle of youth and a bottle of youth for me, as well as Mr. Wells is joining us in the Punch Bowl. If you are listening to the show live and you just want to listen, that's fine. If you love to join the conversation, please press 1. If you are listening to the show on your computer, give us a call. Join the conversation in the Punch Bowl, 657-383-1974. Again, that number, 657-383-1974, and press 1. You definitely want to share the show, post the show, tweet the show, send it out to your network, because we are getting some valuable jewels of information today so that we can work on healing as a people and healing in America. Again, Mr. Wells, thank you for joining us. I did have a question for you, because I appreciate your focus on the future. And one of the things that we're doing here at Punch TV is creating jobs and working with the youth. So maybe there's something that we can do together with your organization to improve the future.
Okay. Sure.
Tell us a little bit more about it. Absolutely. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Sure. We're just in the process of creating a resource center in Nelson County. And this center is designed to help. In fact, we're partnering with another church in Buckingham. And it is designed to help pregnancy, and hopefully we will have a daycare center there so that the young ladies that have children will have a facility that they can turn to for babysitting so that they can work. Because as the system is, once you have a child, you go on welfare and you become a victim rather than victorious. And the second thing is that we will train young people how to apply for jobs and how to be responsible for jobs, and hopefully we will have grant money or seed money whereby we can pay a portion of their salaries to be placed on jobs where they can work. It's almost like the old NYC, which was Neighborhood Youth Corps, which has pretty much disappeared in the area. And then thirdly, we're working with tutoring. Because you have children that are in school, and I know personally of children that have graduated, and they walk across the stage, and everybody clapped and said, "You know, I'm so proud of them." And the kids cannot read their own name. And this is literal. So we want to be responsible and do some things that change that. I'm an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur for the last 30 plus years now, and we are running out of people to work for the most part, which is why I've redesigned my whole mode of operation. Because it's so hard to find reliable people. So that's kind of where we are.
And where can people find out more information about your organization, what you have going on?
Well, actually, we are just, and it's a funny thing, you know, we are just on the front end of doing this. I can give you my phone number, and we're in the process of putting up our website. That should be up in about 2 weeks now. But I can give you my email and or phone number, or both, where we can stay in touch, and I'll be. My phone number, the cell phone, is 434-953-5179.
Now, make sure you do a profile on the bookie.
Say that again.
Do a profile for the same thing on the bookie. If you don't have your website up right now, you can still post all your information on thebookie.com, NABUKIE, which belongs to Punch TV Studio. It's a social media. You'll be able to utilize that and post to Facebook and any other place you want to post directly from the bookie with all your information on there, username, and everything about your organization.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Yes, we would love to have you join us on Nabuki, and we want to be a catalyst for change. I think that's the most important thing. We want to be a catalyst for change. So we created Nabuki, which is our social media network, so that we have one central location for whatever we're doing. We can support our people. Our people are able to find out what we have going on. But Punch TV Studios is expanding. We have another radio show, which is on at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and it's called Pastors for Punch TV. So we have different pastors who come on the show, and they speak with our host, Joy Brown, about what else they have going on. We also, again, based on what's going on, have created the Punch TV prayer line, which is Tuesdays and Thursdays, Miracle Tuesdays and Miracle Thursdays at 12 p.m. Because one of the things that we believe, you know, we are a corporation. We're selling stock in our company at $1 per share. But I always tell people, and I've been working with the company for 4 years, that working at Punch TV is not a job, is not a career, it's a calling. Because what we're doing here is literally changing the world. We want to be of service to people and find out ways that we can help people make a difference in the lives and tell their stories.
I want to let Mr. Wells know I have always looked at him as a role model growing up around Charlottesville and watching him and my mother work together. I've always been intrigued by the battles that they had in conversation when it came to business. The work ethic that he has given me, allowing me to come to work with his company there at Wells Paving. I did a whole lot when I was there. It was hot. The guys did a lot of great jobs on the street, and I appreciated it because it looked great. And I was able to go back and feel some type of pride for myself that part of the street, I knew who did it. And so that's kind of what I want to bring to Charlottesville. And when I said I came here on Monday to try to make an end or create a start to an end to a lot of the problems that we have, this is what I was talking about, teaming up with someone like Mr. Butch Wells and Punch TV and staying together and supporting one another. So, Mr. Wells, you definitely have my support. In regards to anything you want to do here in the area, I'm always willing to come back to the area and help you out as well. Punch TV, I'm absolutely loving this whole journey of us traveling across the country, letting folks know about the $1 stock shares. Ever since our horrible accident of being hit by an 18-wheeler last year on April 1st, 2016, and being in the Wall Street Journal, this has just been a pure joy, and I'm really enjoying the ride.
That's interesting.
We are enjoying as well.
Yeah, that's good information. I'm also hooked up with a couple of associates of mine that we have a small business called Into Fruition. It's actually a think tank, and I do like hanging out with sharp people. But it's three of us, and we spend a lot of time developing ideas, and I'm going to be in touch with them in probably the next couple of days, and I'm going to look further in this, and I bet you we'll be in touch. But right now, listen, I certainly appreciate your time. I've got to get out of here. I've got some stuff I need to do. But Diddy, we'll be in touch. And
thank you, sir.
Blessings to all of you guys.
Blessings. Thank you for your time, Mr. Wells. We definitely appreciate
all right.
it.
Take care.
As you heard, I am the first Diddy before P. Diddy.
If you're just now tuning in, we are changing the conversation. That is our goal here at Punch TV Studios, to change the conversation. Too often, we only want to discuss what's safe. We want to discuss what's easy. But sometimes we have to discuss and have the hard conversations in order to peel open any wounds or any scars that need to heal. We need to discuss these things so that we can make a change in America.
Sherry, but before we go, I have a shareholder in the car with me.
Okay.
Mr. Daniel Austin Harris.
Mr. Daniel Austin III.
No, Harris.
Well, thank you for being.
He's not
the third. Harris?
I hope there's no more like him. Oh, wow. Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm finding you. So give me your name again, since I'm not hearing it correctly.
My name is Daniel. We're going to go through all the government names. That was just my movie, Austin Harris. But my name is Daniel,
okay.
And I enjoyed your show. I really enjoyed your show.
Well, thank you for tuning in.
About all this statue and monument stuff, I understand what everybody was talking about, but they do still promote racism times. You see
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And I think they all need to come down. But like he was saying, like your guest star was saying and stuff, we still got to go bigger than that, because you got colleges named after racism. You got streets named after racism. So pretty much like he said, we can't do nothing about all that. It's just too much, too big. The only thing that we could do is change the future. And the only way we could change our future is to change our young. If we cannot change our young, we're going to be, we might as well be in slavery all over again.
Mm. How do we change our young?
Well, like we were just talking about, you have to teach them how to prepare, do resumes. You have to teach them how to go to interviews. You have to teach them how to dress to go to interviews. You have to teach. You have to promote stuff like a lot of young women are dropping out of school because they're having a child and stuff. They don't have daycare and all that stuff. We have the programs where they can have daycare so they could still continue on with their education. And we got to change the mindset of the young. Can't change the mindset of the young. There is no future.
Absolutely. And you're a stockholder in Punch TV Studios?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I've been a stockholder now for maybe close to 7 or 8 months.
Oh, wow. So you got in
at
the very beginning. Thank you. What made you decide to be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios?
Believe it or not, my cousin here, Diddy, he turned me on to Punch TV Studios, and I was going through a rough time with my health at the time, and I was in the hospital, and he's pretty much my kid's godfather, whatever you want to say, or uncle, or however you want to put it. But he used to call himself securing a future for my children and my grandchildren. And believe it or not, the stocks that I do own were purchased by him.
Wow. But you know what? That's what family is for. That's what family is about. You know, my children now are 20 and 23, but I used to say all the time that the main reason that I do what I do is to feed my children. They always come in, "Mommy, I'm hungry." You know, like, kids got to eat. So we have to take care of our future generations, and to have someone concerned and care about not just, you know, some people will buy you a hamburger or buy you a meal today, you know, and they consider that kindness and generosity, which it is. But when someone actually looks out for your future, I mean, that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I think the world for it.
Yes. So what we are going to do
that.
Is we're going to change the world together. All of us are going to change the world together, and that's why A Bottle of Youth and A Bottle of You for Me, along with Punch TV Studios, is here every day, 10 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday, to change the conversation, open up the conversation, to see what we can do to make a difference in the lives of everyday people. So we do have to stop for a brief commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, "Son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better." And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion-dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
Thank you.
a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
If you are just now tuning in to this show, you have missed out on an incredible show. We've gotten updates on what's going on in Charlottesville, Virginia. We spoke to residents on the streets of Charlottesville, Virginia. We've had discussion on what we can do to change the future and how you and Punch TV Studios can be more involved in what's going on. Now, we're going to take a few closing words from A Bottle of Youth and A Bottle of Youth for Me. So what's going on? What are your final thoughts there in Charlottesville?
I'm just really, really surprised on how all of this has worked out. I just remember laying in the bed Sunday night, not knowing what I was going to do Monday morning, and a call to action came in by way of text, and I've been pleased as punch ever since.
A bottle of youth for me, a few final words.
Well, I want to thank Mr. Wells again, and I want to make sure everyone paid attention to his statements. I think it was very, very well eloquently stated. And we look forward to continuing this conversation later on this week, for the rest of the week, and having our brand new conversation on Sunday on the radio show.
Absolutely.
And
I'm going to pretty much all talk down. I don't know what else to say.
I know. Sometimes it gets like that. Sometimes it gets like that.
This is not something where you can just write something down and, hey, I'm going to go back and study this, and I'm going to go out here and report on it. This is just real-life stories right at when it's happening and what's going on. And it's factual. You can't deny it. You're punched in the face by it. So it is what it is. I love this whole punch thing. I'm going to use punch in everything I can possibly say the rest of this week.
We definitely appreciate it. So we're going to look forward to some more punch. We're going to look for some more punch tomorrow in the Punch Bowl. Tune in Thursday to Changing the Conversation. And we're out.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on Changing the Conversation, visit Nabuki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.